done right.
I absolutely love it. Former Energy Secretary Rick Perry endorsing Dr. Mehmet Oz. I want you to hear this from the man himself, the former governor of Texas and the former presidential candidate. This is cut six, by the way. Rick Perry, former Energy Secretary, on Newsmax last night.
Perry, I'm going to go to you first. You are an energy expert. Texas, obviously, big oil. Why are you putting your support behind Dr. Oz?
Well, number one, I know this man. I respect him in a personal way, but in a professional way. I know that we need someone who can go to Washington, D.C., and be a powerful spokesperson for the energy industry in this country. And we're right here in the western part of Pennsylvania today in a region that is on top of one of the great gas fields in the world, the Marcellus Shale, the Utica that runs up through Pennsylvania. Both of those are extraordinary formations. And we're here with some real leaders in the industry that are supporting Dr. Oz and making sure that the people of Pennsylvania understand how important this can be to not only economic development of Pennsylvania, but to help America become energy independent again, which we were under the Trump administration. And then the Biden administration made some really poor choices, and America lost that that edge. So we need to get our edge back, and one of the ways you can get your edge back is to put Dr. Oz in the United States Senate.
Idea. You talk about the opportunity for a full, well, not a flip, but a solid guy going into the United States Senate who could make a difference. Dr. Oz? I mean, I don't know how much you know about Dr. Oz other than what you've seen on TV. I don't pretend to know much more about him than that. We'll talk about that before we're all done. Coming up, Congressman Tom Emmer, NRCC chairman. That's the National Republican Congressional Committee. He is in charge of getting more Republicans into Congress. And he thinks some of those people may be coming from the state of Nevada. We'll talk to him in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our attorney general, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden ordering the release of 1 million barrels of oil per day from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve for the next 6 months. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's just another Biden half measure.
President Biden is going to try to slap another Band-Aid on gas prices by draining more oil out of the strategic petroleum reserve.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi claims Vladimir Putin is to blame for the high gas prices.
Right now, of course, we have the Putin price hike at the pump, and it is something that has to be addressed.
Ukraine's state-owned nuclear power company says Russian troops now leaving the damaged Chernobyl nuclear power plant site. Authorities say the move comes after the troops got, quote, significant doses of radiation from digging trenches at the highly contaminated site. Also at townhall.com, Senator Lindsey Graham says he'll vote against confirming Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Bob Agnew has the story.
Graham made his announcement from the Senate floor saying, quote, I will oppose her and I will vote no. Graham says his decision is based on what he called her record of judicial activism, flawed sentencing methodology regarding child pornography cases, and a belief that Judge Jackson will not be deterred by the plain meaning of the law when it comes to a liberal cause. Graham's opposition means some additional procedural hurdles for the nominee, but it will not stop Ketanji Brown Jackson from becoming the first female African-American to sit on the nation's highest court. Bob Agner reporting.
More Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week, but layoffs remain at historic lows. The number's up 14,000 to 202,000. That's the highest since December 1969. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 529-2444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number NB4265, NML. S-64367.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas.
Bail was set at $250,000 for a woman accused of intentionally hitting two teenagers with their SUV near a Henderson high school. 36-year-old Fatima Mitchell is being held in the Henderson Detention Center on account of attempted murder with a deadly weapon. Clark County School District police arrested Mitchell after the crash Monday afternoon at Basic High School, or near it. Henderson police said Mitchell targeted the girls because they had gotten into a fight with her teenage daughter. She told police that she saw the girls fighting and accelerated her Chevy Tahoe, rolling over a curb and striking the girls, a sign, and a tree. Formula One racing is coming back to Las Vegas for the first time in nearly 40 years. The Las Vegas Grand Prix will happen on the yet-to-be-determined Saturday night in November of 2023 on a portion of the Las Vegas Strip. Formula One officials say that the race will take place in Las Vegas for at least 3 years, with hopes for a lot more. The race marks the return of the Formula One racing to Las Vegas for the first time since 1982, when a race was held in the Caesars Palace parking lot.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a crash. This time it's consuming the right lane. That's US 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho as you enter the downtown area. And ahead of that, those lane restrictions will slow you down on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You know, wherever I go, no matter who I talk to, I keep hearing the predictions of a red wave. And a part of that red wave would be taking back the House and the Senate to take back Congress. We can't do anything about the president until 2024. The guy who is in charge of making sure that we get more Republican members of Congress, Congressman Tom Emmer, he's been on the show before. We had a great time with him, and I said, let's have him on again. He is the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee. He also represents Minnesota's 6th congressional district in the House of Representatives. He's been there since January of 2015. Congressman, good to have you with us. Great to have you back.
Hey, great to hear your voice, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Tell us and give us an overview of what is at stake in the midterms. I know there's no presidential candidate on the ballot and all of that, but there are races that can flip all across the country. Tell me what's at stake.
Well, what's at stake is the future of this country. But you're right, Kevin. I think people need to look at the 435 seats in the House and the candidates that will run in those districts as the voter identification and turnout machine for every race up ticket and every race down ticket. You bite off these chunks of 650,000-700,000 people, and the goal is not just to get a member of Congress elected to the Republican caucus, but it's to make sure that you turn out as many Republican votes as possible for your statewide races and for your legislative races. And for us, Kevin, yesterday we announced 72 targets that we have. We actually increased it again. This time we increased it from 70. We added two more. People should understand that the vulnerable Democrats who choose not to retire, we are not going to let them escape at all. If you want me to, Kevin, I'm happy to break out those seats.
Please do. Please do.
All right. 12 of them. So this is a difference between 2022 and 2010. In 2010, Republicans took back a majority. They won 63 seats. 49 of those seats were seats that John McCain had won 2 years earlier. We don't have that situation this time. We basically won all the Trump seats last time. Out of the 72 that we targeted, 12 were won by Donald Trump in 2020. The next 11, Joe Biden won, or they were zero, meaning even, to Biden plus five, okay? The next 16 were Biden plus five or six, I guess, to plus 10. That's 39, the top 39, which those are extremely gettable in this environment, assuming it continues. And remember, Kevin, we still got 6.5 months. The next 33 are Biden seats that Biden won by 10 points or more. And keep in mind, for people listening, Joe Biden won Virginia, for goodness sakes, by 10 points. And look what happened with Glenn Youngkin's race for governor last fall. Everybody is at risk in this environment, especially when you look at the issues. The Republicans are winning on all the issues that matter with all the people that matter. It's about inflation, a double-digit inflation that we haven't seen in 40 years that these Democrat socialist spending policies have caused. It's about the southern border. It's about crime. In short, it's about Democrat incompetence. So, look, Republicans are energized right now, and I expect, Kevin, as we get closer to the fall, we're going to continue to keep this pressure on, and we're going to make sure that Republicans take back a majority of the House. And if we perform the way we could perform, you'll have a majority back in the U.S. Senate as well.
We can only hope so. I want to ask you about what the president did today. A million barrels a day from the Strategic Oil Reserve. That seems to be putting us into a pretty dangerous situation if World War III ever breaks out. What gives on what happened today from the president?
Political theater, Kevin. That's all it was. It's political theater. First off, you don't dip into your reserves. When you were energy independent, a little bit more than, you were energy independent when this guy took office. Look, he killed the Keystone XL pipeline the day he took office. He's suspended exploration in Anwar. He's frozen new permitting and leases on public lands, and the list goes on and on. This is nothing more than political theater. It will not solve the problem. Remember, this is the guy who just stood in front of America giving a State of the Union speech that had the audacity to say America is better off today than it was a year ago. I mean, it reminds me of that comedian, Kevin, that used to say, are you going to believe me or are you going to believe my lion eyes, your lion eyes? So, yeah, it's not going to do anything. It does put us – he's already put our national security at risk by his attack on – fossil fuels in this country. We should have an all-of-the-above energy policy. It drives our economy. We start to do these things, you can get inflation under control, Kevin. You can make sure that people can make ends meet and start to live the life they expect to live in this great country.
Again, Congressman Tom Emmer joining us. He is in charge of getting more Republicans in the House of Representatives. And let me just ask you, on your list of targets, are there any of these races in Nevada perhaps going to be a part of it?
There are. I mean, look, the conventional wisdom is that things got worse for the Republicans in Nevada, and that's just not true, Kevin. Nevada is home to some of our top pickup opportunities, including Dina Titus' seat, which we officially added to our target list yesterday. That was one of the two we added. Nancy Pelosi's super PAC, by the way, has invested almost $12 million in Las Vegas. That's more than anywhere else in the country, and that's because Democrats know Nevada is vulnerable. Vegas is so reliant on the hospitality industry, and with Democrats causing this inflation nightmare, it's these very voters that have been hit the hardest. And gas prices in Nevada, as I know you know, Kevin, are the second highest in the country. Not a great place to be, and you trail only California. So I think Nevada won with Representative Titus is definitely a pickup. Susie Lee, I mean, this woman is corrupt. She's violated the Stock Act over 200 times. That's, using your position and investing in the market. She owes, by the way, over $250,000 in fines. These are definitely available. And then you look at Nevada 4 with your current representative, Stephen Horsford. I mean, his wife doesn't even want him to run. He should have quit when he had the chance. He's not going to get any mercy from us. We got great candidates running in all three of these seats. And you're going to see some surprises across the country. And I believe you're going to see some in Nevada, Kevin.
I do, too. And one of the things that it's proven to me, just because we get a chance to visit with a lot of the candidates in CD3, in CD4, in CD1. Let me just ask you, though. There are so many great candidates. Can you play favorites at all? I know a lot of the candidates come to D.C. with their hands out. They want to get some campaign contributions from the Republican Party and the RNC and different people like that, and maybe your group as well. Can you play favorites at this early stage?
Well, look, what we try to do is work with anybody and everybody that is seeking to step into the arena and try and save this country. I don't believe that the NRCC, the campaign arm for the House Republicans, should be in the business of picking Main Street's candidates. I think that's up to the voters in Nevada to tell us who they believe is the best choice to represent their voice in Washington, D.C. Once they do that, That's when we become more involved in terms of the type of help you're talking about, if it's appropriate. But right now, it's just making sure these people that have stepped into the arena, that have filed campaigns, that they're given the same support to the extent they want to work with us. We don't want to make any money off of them. We want to make sure that they have the tools they need to win, and we're here to help them with advice, referrals, et cetera, so they can build their team and be successful. And at the end of the day, it's going to be the voters in Nevada that are going to tell us who are the best voices to represent them in Washington, D.C. And once that happens, it's our job, Kevin, to make sure that as many of them as possible are successful in November.
Congressman, let me ask you, because here in Nevada and elsewhere around the country, independents, unaffiliated voters are becoming a huge part of the electorate. And the big question is, are we messaging to those people? Are we giving them an opportunity to re-register as Republicans so they can vote in the primary? What's going on with the independents, the unaffiliated voters?
Absolutely, we are. So first, kind of a two-part answer for you. The first one is neither the Republicans nor the Democrats can win without winning over the independents. And if you go back to 2018, those independent voters, Kevin, they were behaving like Democrats. That's changed today. Those independents, those so-called or self-proclaimed independents, are in perfect alignment with the Republicans that are out here. In fact, we've done 7 battleground polls. These are in 85 districts across the country that have been the swing districts for the last 10 years. This number obviously will be reduced after redistricting, but these 85 have determined over the last decade who's going to be in the majority in the House. Really interesting polling. What does it show us? It shows us that Republicans and independents in these swing districts, their top two issues are inflation / the economy and crime. Same thing for independents, inflation / economy and crime. Guess what, Kevin? The top two issues for Democrats in those districts, climate change and COVID. So we are winning on the issues that matter most with the people that matter most. Those are those independents that are going to vote with the Republicans in the fall. And then your other question, you know, are we helping people re-register? Absolutely. You know, you go into South Texas. The RNC has put up stations to help people register. You've got minority communities that are moving towards the Republican Party very quickly. You don't treat them as Republicans. You shouldn't. You should just give them the Republican value, set of values, because they find very quickly that their values align completely with ours. And look, we've got 3 Hispanic women right now teed up to win in the Rio Grande Valley. They haven't had a Republican down there in 100 years, Kevin.
The mayor of McAllen, Texas, I think, is a Republican now, right?
He is.
Isn't that amazing?
That's exactly right.
We're making headway in that particular area. I want to ask you, messaging to me is really important, and because I talk to a lot of folks that are running for office or have achieved office. I'm just curious, what should the messaging be? And again, By the way, just so you know, I'm monitoring what's going on the floor on C-SPAN, so I won't. I'll make sure you don't miss the vote. But just in our final minute, what should the messaging be that every one of these great candidates that we have in our state, what should they be saying to the voters?
I'm going to tell you, there's Kevin McCarthy and our leadership will come out with a value proposition towards the end of the summer called a commitment to America. But keep this in mind. 60% of Americans right now say that that inflation is the thing they have the greatest concern about. It should be about inflation and what's causing inflation, which is the attack on American energy. Energy doesn't just fuel your cars, it fuels everything in our economy. And when this president and these Democrats attacked energy in this country, they not only attacked American energy independence from a national security standpoint, but they started the first element of inflation. The second one was flooding the economy with dollars when there were already too many dollars out there that hadn't been spent. Third piece is you got a population that was locked up for a year plus that you're now letting out that are going to consume. And then, of course, you run into the supply chain stuff. So first, it's about inflation and the economy, Kevin. Second, it is about crime. Republicans are going to get this thing under control. You want to be safe and secure in your communities? you vote for a Republican. You want to get inflation under control, you vote for a Republican. You want to get our southern border back under control and stop this fentanyl crisis from killing Americans, you vote Republican. You want to have competent leadership going forward that recognizes the constitutional republic that we've been so lucky to inherit, you vote Republican next fall.
Well, I know you got to get back to work. I'm monitoring what's going on the floor. You've got a vote coming up. We'll let you get to it. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. Hope we can do it again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
There you go. Congressman Tom Emmer, the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, the NRCC. He represents Minnesota's 6th Congressional District, but now he's in charge of getting Republican candidates elected to the House of Representatives, and it's a big, big job. Uphill climb, but we can see the finish line, and it looks really, really good. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Steve Siddall here at Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, with right now, should we be saving for retirement or getting out of debt?
Steve, that's a proper balance kind of thing. It's like a seesaw. I think that it depends on what kind of interest rate you're paying on the debt, what kind of balance the debt is. But if we don't have a retirement plan, we're never going to be able to retire. And so think about that, because companies don't give you pensions anymore for the most part, so we need to fund our own pensions. We do a lot of this consultation strategies there, looking at the debt, looking at what you want to do in retirement, look at how much you have put aside, and putting together a proper plan. It's customized for everyone. Steve, the next 10 people, we're going to do that at no cost or obligation. We're also going to give you the 15-minute retirement planner guide that I developed a few years ago.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. Coach, before you go, you often talk about core and explore when it comes to retirement planning. Now, does that principle or does that process still stand firm today, even with the volatile market and the craziness going on?
Steve, we've been talking about this forever on the radio,
yeah,
over 15 years. What is a core and explore? Well, you have money put aside for retirement, but many people I've talked to have way too much money and way too much risk. And if you haven't seen that, you've seen it lately, right, with the coronavirus and the market going up and down. Let's put together our own plan that has the core money that is growing. It's protected from the zingers of the market, and it gives you that lifetime income you can never outlive. You can go to PeteOnDemand.com to find out more, but more importantly, give me a call right now. The next 10 people will put together your very own core and explore strategy, no cost.
Call 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 888-702-6932. That's right. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Once upon a time,
in the great state of Nevada, there was a big bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all